Lord, in you, it's in you. invite you to turn in your pamphlets to join us in singing Teresa's Prayer. Please turn to your pamphlets. It's on page 39 in the black pamphlets.
Christ be in my mind and in
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Little Swatara. It's Children's Sunday, and on Children's Sunday, I think we should get pretty excited. Is anyone excited about having children in the church? If you're excited about having children in the church, I need you to make some noise. We are so, so excited to have Wes Holly with us this morning, and it is going to be a great Children's Sunday. So thank you, everyone, for coming out this morning. We do just want to make a few announcements. Not only is it Children's Sunday, but after church, we're having our annual church picnic. Does anyone like food? Does anyone like fellowship? Yeah, so get excited. There is an announcement about that, and it looks like I'm going to have to wing it because I dropped the paper. So when you go to the pavilion, if it's raining, it's probably going to be raining, we want to form a line on the inside. So enter into the pavilion and just wrap yourself all the way around to the food. So you'll go in the door and to the right and just form the line all the way around until you get back to the food, and then we'll circle back through. The first person in the line would be the one that enters the door first. So no running. We don't want anyone to get hurt, but we are excited to have Children's Sunday and our annual church picnic together. And don't worry, if you didn't bring a side dish, we still want you to come, okay? Everyone, put your thumbs up if you're excited about that. Yeah? Burl's got thumbs up, so we know there's excitement in this place this morning. Woo! All right, we also want to request, if you didn't hear about Lisa Gagliano, she was in a car accident. It's a little difficult for preparing meals this week. So if you would be willing to prepare a meal for Lisa's family, we would encourage you to see Jamie Wise. Is Jamie here this morning? Jamie, put your hand in the air. See Jamie? Everyone see Jamie? If you don't know Jamie, say hi, Jamie. So if you're willing, and I pray that we would be willing to do this for Lisa and her family, to prepare a meal for her for the next few days, that would be absolutely wonderful and a great outreach for us as a church family. In the bulletin, you'll also notice, does anyone know what next weekend is? What's next Saturday? The car, truck, tractor show. And motorcycles. So it gets exciting with the motorcycles there. So we want to encourage you. There's games, there's fellowship and food. There's a tool sale. There's a yard sale indoors. So lots of things happening. This isn't just a church event. We want the entire community to know that they're welcome to our car, truck, tractor, motorcycle show. So be sure, if you haven't grabbed any of the announcement forms that has that announcement on it, hand those out to a neighbor and say, we'd love for you to join us at our car, truck, tractor, motorcycle show. Next Sunday is also Father's Day and graduate recognition. So this morning we're going to be recognizing the seven-year-olds with Bible presentation. But let's just open any other announcements before we open with a word of prayer. Any other announcements? Looks like there's a hand in the back. right. So Holly will be back in the church after the picnic. See her if you're willing to help with Vacation Bible School. And we do still need help. So please, please see Holly. And let's make this year's Vacation Bible School an exciting year. Let's prepare for worship with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together, to gather to worship you, to know you, to learn more about you. And we just pray, especially this morning, that your presence would be felt in this place. We thank you for the joy of our children. We pray abundant blessings upon them, upon their families, upon grandparents, upon every person that's gathered here this morning. We just ask you to just move in our midst and allow us to solely focus on who you are and what you have done in our lives. And we are so thankful for our salvation this morning. We're so thankful, Father, for the way that you touch our lives and let us know that you're with us. So thank you, God, for never leaving us and never forsaking us. And we just gather this morning to worship you and to learn more about you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening praise is hymn number 87, Great is the Lord. Be seated. This is always a wonderful time during our service where we can lift up joys and concerns and we can see how God's been moving in our midst. So we just want to continue to ask you to pray for Lisa. She does have broken ribs, and so she's feeling better than she expected is what she told me. So that means God is already placing his healing touch upon her. You may have heard about Mary Bayshore. She's been in and out of the hospital. Just a testimony of God's power. She went into the ER. She was unresponsive. We started praying for her before it even got out on the prayer chain. It was as if she never was unresponsive and was sent back to Manor Care or to Cedar Haven. And so we are just so thankful for the way God moves in our midst. So if you're not a prayer warrior, I would encourage you to take prayer seriously, because God certainly hears our prayers and he continues to move and continues to do what God does best. So any other joys or concerns you'd like to add in addition to what we have in our bulletin this morning? And Jean Smith is home with her daughter, so pray for her healing. They had to do an additional cut, if you will. So she wasn't expecting an extra hour of surgery, but it did take 3 hours for her knee surgery. So pray for her mending and for God's touch upon her as well. Yes. Okay, Ruth Conover, if you didn't hear the name. Any other joys or concerns? Okay.
Sarah. Okay, thank you. Yes. And that was Judy? Judy, okay. Any other joys or concerns this morning? I never comment about this, but it is just so wonderful to stand up here and look out and see your beautiful faces. Like, it is just so overwhelming. You guys are such a beautiful people. Thank you for being here this morning. It is just amazing to gather in the house of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to just gather together. Fellowship is so, so wonderful, and we sometimes take that for granted. So it is good to be here, good to be together. We know, Father, there are just many, many, many prayers upon our hearts right now. Lord, there's many that have been unspoken, but Lord, you know them. You know what's happening in our lives, and we just pray, Father, that you would just continually be that presence that we need, that you would bring your healing touch, you would bring your comfort, you would bring understanding, you would bring the ability for us to be able to know that you're going to interact with us as we go through these times in our lives. We do rejoice that we have life. We've woken up this morning and we can know you. We can have a relationship with you, and that's the most abundant joy we can have in our lives, is knowing you, and we desire this morning to know you more. And we just thank you, Father, for Ruth. We thank you for Judy. We thank you for Sarah, Lord, and you know what's happening in their lives and the baby within the womb, Lord. We just pray that delivery would be safe and you would just protect Sarah. You would be with her, bring a healing touch upon her, and you know this unsuccessful operation that Judy had, and I just pray that you would just allow another procedure to happen, that she would be able to have resolution to what she's dealing with. And we just thank you for our sister Ruth this morning, and just pray that you would just continue to pour your love upon her, and we just love her as a sister, and we just know you've done amazing things through her, Lord, in her lifetime. And we just pray, if it be your will, you would just send your healing touch upon her. And we just thank you for your protection over Lisa in her accident, Lord. We know things could have been a lot worse, but Lord, we just pray now for those broken ribs that she's experiencing. Lord, you know how to mend them. You formed her body. You knew her before she was even born. And we just pray, Father, that you would just mend those ribs in the powerful name of Jesus, and you would just allow healing to take place. And we just lift up Mason this morning. We thank you for the surgery that he had recently and the ability he's starting to see out of that eye. And we just thank you, Lord, that he's being given new vision. And we just thank you for Mason, for Jess and her family, and just pray blessings upon them. We lift up Kelly this morning and just pray that you would continue to minister to her, Lord, as she is recovering from a knee surgery but other complications as well. And just bless her, Lord, and just allow your healing to go forth in her life. And just thank you again, Lord, for our 2018 graduates. We are just so excited to know that we can get an education and we can learn and we can grow and we can move on to the next chapter of our lives. And we just want to lift up those 2018 graduates and just pray that you would be with them and they would seek you and they would know what it is that you would have each of them to do. And we just pray for Jean Smith this morning, Lord, the knee surgery she had. We just pray that you would allow her healing to go well and be with her, give her comfort and free from pain, Lord. And we just rejoice knowing that you are with us in these times of struggle. And just be with Mary this morning and be with the Schuylkill Church of the Brethren and be with our brother Richard France this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for the lives among us. You know what's happening in each of our lives, and we just pray, Father, we would seek you. We wouldn't try to go through any of these complications we deal with on our own, but Lord, we would seek you because we know we'll find you, and we find you in the midst of our sorrow, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our rejoicing. And this morning, as we celebrate Children's Day, we just are so thankful for the children in this place, and we just pray you would bless them, Father. You would just allow them to grow up knowing you and be able to live in your ways. And we just especially want to lift up our brother Wes this morning as he brings his entertainment to us this morning. Use him, Lord, in a powerful way to be able to show who you are through what he does. And we just thank you for bringing Wes to us this morning. And we just now just lift up our seven-year-olds who are going to be receiving their Bible in a few moments. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Check, check.
Okay. Good morning. I have the pleasure of introducing the 7-year-olds this morning and giving them their Bibles. So if the following children could join me up front, I'd appreciate it. Libya Cope, Lucas Redman, Maxine Wangert, and Alexa Zeller. Don't look so scared. So these are the children of our congregation that are turning 7, and they get their Bibles this year.
And it's not just any Bible. Check out this Bible. It is called the Adventure Bible. You guys see the name of that Bible? Can you say that with me? Adventure. And you know what adventure means, right? Lucas, adventure means fun. It means excitement. It means enjoyment. So as you read this Adventure Bible, maybe your mom and dad could read it with you as well. Know that you're adventuring with Jesus. Everywhere in this Bible, you're going to see where Jesus has interacted in history. And so we're so thankful to be able to present these Adventure Bibles to you. And we hope you have a really exciting time getting to know Jesus. So let's pray together as you receive your Adventure Bibles this morning. Father, we thank you so much for these 7-year-olds before us. You know, Father, the blessing they have been to their families. You know, Father, the enjoyment they bring you. And we're just praying, Father, this morning as these 7-year-olds receive their Bible, that you would just allow them to open the pages and to be able to see you and to be able to know the adventure, the excitement that they'll have as they learn about you. So bless them, Father, bless their families, and just allow them to know that we're praying for them and we're lifting them up this morning as they get to know you more and more. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The first Bible will be going to Olivia. Olivia is the daughter of Sarah and Michael Kolb, and they live in Schuylkill Haven. Olivia just completed kindergarten, correct? And Schuylkill Haven School District, and she has a fish, and her favorite color is purple. Is that right? Great. Next one is Alexa. Alexa Zeller is the daughter of Scott and Rebecca Zeller. She goes to Bethel Elementary, where she just completed first grade. She enjoys riding bike and playing soccer. Right? Great. Maxine. Maxine Wangert just completed first grade at Union Canal Elementary School in Cedar Crest School District. Her parents are Norman and Stephanie Wangert. And Lucas. Lucas is the son of Todd and Janelle Redman. He just completed first grade at Union Canal Elementary. He enjoys karate, Cub Scouts, playing monster trucks, reading, and tormenting his cat.
You fight with your cat?
No. He's very energetic and inquisitive, and that keeps his parents on his toes. All right, and that will conclude. You guys can go back to your parents and enjoy your Bibles.
As we prepare to give our offerings, may we think upon the sacrifice that God made for each of us by the gift of his son, Jesus. Let us be willing to lovingly give to the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, you have given us the ultimate sacrifice in your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to freely give of our monies, and may these gifts be used for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once again, I thank you. Once again.
exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. I'm full of praise once again. Once again.
All right, brothers and sisters, if there's any children that are sitting towards the back, if you guys want to come all the way forward. What?
Not yet.
Not yet. You're going to do that.
I'm going to do that later. Oh, I didn't tell you.
Bless you, Wes.
I didn't
bless you, Wes. He's going to do that later. But I'm not going to sit in the front pew because I know what these kind of guys do to people in the front pew. So I'm moving back. But I'm excited to introduce to you Mr. Wes Holly. Wes Holly is from Baltimore. Anyone familiar with Baltimore? Give it up for Baltimore. Wes Holly, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, come on, come on, come on, come on. Just a little setup here.
You all the devil and the devil is bad.
Hey!
You all the devil and the devil is bad.
devil and the devil is bad.
Hey! You are the devil and you are bad.
Give it up for LJ and Ava right there. Whoa. So good afternoon, good morning, good morning. How are you? Isn't anybody going to ask me how I'm doing? I'm good, I'm good. My name is Wes. Here to share with you my talents and a message, hopefully one that you will learn from. There's two things that usually happens on a Children's Day service. The first thing is that the children are usually asked to come forward and sit on the floors or in the front pews. The other thing that usually happens is that the parents seem to zone out and go, this is for the kids, you know. So I will be asking the children to come forward, and a little warning to the parents not to zone out, because you will be included as well. Okay, not on the steps, not on the steps. On the floor or the stool. In the grand tradition of music that predates, you know, the history of music, I'm claiming ownership of this song, but I actually just rewrote the lyrics of a song I already knew. So this is a song I like. And how many of you can help me out by tapping your feet? Softly. I love it when you read it to me. Read it to me, the B-I-B-L-E. I love it when you read it to me. Oh, please read it to me some more. Tap the other foot. I love it when you read it to me. Read it to me, the B-I-B-L-E. I love it when you read it to me. Oh, please read it to me some more. The Bible is a book full of stories that show to us God's endless love. And if we choose to follow Him, He'll take us home to heaven above. Now, how many of you can help out by swaying to the music? Okay, thank you. I love it when you read it to me. Read it to me, the B-I-B-L-E. I love it when you read it to me. Oh, please read it to me some more. Tell me the stories of Moses and the Ten Commandments carved in stone. Tell me of Daniel in the lion's den and how Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Now, how many of you can help out by clapping your hands? Clap, clap, clap. I love it when you read it to me. Read it to me, the B-I-B-L-E. I love it when you read it to me. Oh, please read it to me some more. Tell me the stories of Jesus and how He made the blind to see, how He walked on the water and rose from the dead, and how He's coming back for you and me. Okay, how many of you can help out by singing the words for me? Can you sing the words with me? Let's try it. Very good. I love it when you read it to me. Read it to me, the B-I-B-L-E. I love it when you read it to me. Oh, please read to me some more. Okay, this time, those of you in the cheap seats, sing along. Here we go. I love it when you read it to me. Read it to me, the B-I-B-L-E. I love it when you read to me. Oh, please read to me some more. Let's bring it home. Please read to me some more. Very good. Yes. Fantastic. So, I've got a question for you. School isn't out yet, so there's a test. It's a true or false question. Right? So 50-50 shot, right? Here's the statement. You can decide if it's true or false. Children should be an important part of God's family. True or false?
True.
False. Children should be an important part of God's family. It should read, children are an important part of God's family. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where he talks about the body of Christ and how every part of the body has a different job, but is just as important to the entire being. So then, every member of God's family has a different purpose, has a different talent, but all are just as important. So if you were looking at these clubs, and if I was juggling the clubs, is the... Now, I'm going to ask questions. I'm not going to call on an answer. I'm going to ask you to just to yell it out, okay, kids? Just yell out the answer if you think you know it. Is the green club more important than the red club? No, exactly right. Is the yellow club more important than the red club? They are all equally important to the execution and to be able to do the juggling routine. How about this? Look at my eyes. Are you looking at my eyes? Now look at my feet. Which one is more important? They worked. See, the eyes are following the clubs and telling my hands where to move. The feet are keeping me balanced. So if I'm not balanced, I can't juggle. How about this? So the eyes are just as important as the feet. How about my hands versus my hair? Which one is more important? You would think so, but that's not. The hands, of course, are important because they are listening to the eyes to be where they need to be and to catch and to throw correctly. My hair is just as important. Did you know that the hair adjusts the temperature of your body? It helps, you know, you to be warm or to release heat when you're too warm or to hold in the heat when you're too cold. So if I'm not feeling good, if I'm feeling all hot and sweaty or cold and shivering, then I can't juggle. So my hair is just as important as my hands when I'm juggling. Okay? Good? Good? All right. So even though children and youth are sometimes still trying to find their way and how they are part of God's family, you're just as important, so important that in the Bible we find examples of children being used in God's service. Have you heard the name David? Yeah, David and the David and the tall oak tree, right? It wasn't David and the tall oak tree? Was it David and the coat of many colors? No. Was it David and the ark? No. What was it, David and the? David and Goliath, that's right. So, but before David fought Goliath, he was anointed by God through Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, through Samuel, God anointed David to be king. Now, Saul was already the king, but God was looking for a future king. And God looked at David and said, "You are going to be a king of mine." Now, do you know how old David was? There's no exact number, but the general consensus is he was between 8 to 10, maybe 12 years old. So Samuel went down Samuel came to town, and he stopped to eat at Jesse's house. Now, Jesse is David's father. And Samuel had this understanding, had this idea that, you know, he knew, God had told him that one of Jesse's children, sons, he was the anointed one, was the one that he was going to anoint. And so Jesse had seven sons, right? Didn't know which one, so he brought in the oldest son. And you know what Samuel said? Samuel looked at him and said, "Boy, that's a nice-looking son. That's a very good-looking son." But God said, don't look at his outside, because I see what's inside. God looks at people on the inside, and he doesn't have what I want for this job. This is not saying that his older son couldn't be used in God's service, just not for this particular job. So his second son came through, and Samuel said, "Well, he looks kind of okay. You know, if I try to look in the middle there." But God said, "No, you're looking on the outside. You need to look on the inside." And so on and so forth, through six of Jesse's son. And Samuel was getting a little frustrated because he wasn't getting it. And he said, "Well, I don't see anybody else. Are these all of your sons?" "Oh, no, I've got the one kid out there in the fields. He's guarding the sheep." "How many of you are 8 years old?" "And how many of you have jobs?" David was 8 or 10 or 12 and he had responsibilities. It was his job to go out into the fields and stay with the sheep. And I'm talking stay. I'm not talking go out there for an hour and then come back home for dinner. I'm talking stay out there, right? But I digress. So David comes into the fields, and Samuel, he's all up on this now. He looks at David. He tries to look inside David, just like God does. He even tries to open him up. And we do that too, don't we? We try to look at somebody and say, you know, they're valuable. He's valuable. I don't see much in this person. We'll just forget about this person over here. We do that, don't we? We shouldn't do that. Because God knows how to look on the inside and find what we miss. Y'all weren't looking, were you? There are lots of times, just like as Samuel did. Samuel looked on the outside and gave a value to somebody based on what was on the outside. God told him to look on the inside. And so today, we look at people on the outside and say, "Well, he's dressed nice. He must be a good person." Or that person, he drives a really expensive car. I'm going to be friends with him. This person over here, I don't see much value in him. There's something about him that I don't. But God teaches us to look on the inside with God's eyes, not our own. And when we use God's eyes, we see something that most people don't see. Amen? Well, let's see. We're talking about David. Now David was, I bring up David because he was a child. He was a youth. He was a preteen. He was a young adult. And God used him. What did God see in David? Let's try to find out. Do we have a David in here somewhere? Do we have someone who would like to be David? You would like to be David? Okay, come on up here. Now, David, we'll have you stand right here. Are you okay, young sir? Are you fine? Okay, good. Excellent. Now stand right over here. And what is your actual name, sir? Ben, okay, thank you for coming up, Ben. And we need some friends to stand alongside Ben. How about you, Princess? You come on up here. And how about you, sir? You come on up here. And how about, you helped already. How about over here? And see, I've only got three so far. Okay, let's get some people who didn't want to come sit in the front. Anybody back there? No, I think I got all the young people up here. Okay. Would you like to help out, sir? You come on up here. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And let's see, are they 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5? Excellent. Hmm?
I'm the third.
You're the third? Yes, you are. Great things happened on the third day. Okay. So, let's try to find out what God saw in David. He was standing up straight, not leaning against anything. And I think, well, how about David was willing to follow instruction? It was a big responsibility to go out there and watch the sheep. This wasn't a job given to just anybody and just told to forget about it. No, sheep were very important. The livestock was very important to the well-being of the family, of the finances, and the health. Let's find out how well you follow instructions. Okay, let's spread out just a little bit. Come on down this way. Yes, yes, yes. Come on out this way. Yes, yes, yes. Come on down this way. Yes, 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 yes. Hi. And this way a little bit. This way a little. This way. That, very good, very good, very good. Okay. Now, please, I would like you to hold these sticks very tight, very strong, very still, and always with the pointy end pointed up. Very important on that. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Everybody's following instructions. Good job. Now a little bit higher. There we go. Like that. And you can use two hands if you like. Make sure it doesn't move. Excellent. Okay, this is called stick at the ready. Show me stick at the ready. Okay. This is called stick up. And stick at the ready. Stick down. Sticks at the ready. Up. At the ready. Oh, wait. That's down. That's like my stick. Like, oh, I don't have a stick. Oh, I'm good. Oh, what are you laughing at? Oh, you want to hand me that? Okay. All right, let's find out how well you follow instructions now. This is going to be your Facebook moment. And as long as you follow instructions, everything will be just fine. So here we go with the music. Lift it, lift it, go, go, push, push, push. Bring it on up, bring it on up, bring it on up, okay. What are you laughing at? Okay, bring it over, bring it over, bring it over. Now lift it straight up. Whoa. Let's try again. Okay. We'll do it differently. Okay, hold your stick straight. Just hold it. Just hold it. Just hold it. Don't push. Don't pass it off to anybody. Thank you. don't know, it must be something about you. Well, if you dropped it, pick it up. Keep it standing straight up. There we go. Yeah. Well, that was kind of rough. But see, what happens when you follow instructions is hold the stick still, hold it straight up, and you allowed me to place the plates on your stick. You allowed me to do something nice for you. It's kind of like the way God works, right? God only asks, really, for us to be able to let God work through him, right? So I have another set of instructions for you. I would like you to please point at your parent or other adult and say, please come join me on stage. I told you not to go to sleep on me back there. I'm not sure if that was their Facebook moment or mine because of the way I kept falling down. Okay, children, youth, please step down one step and let your adults stand behind you. Thank you, adults, for coming up. We're going to talk about the famous fight of the century. In this corner type thing. Very famous fight. We can spread out just a little bit, fill the stage. David versus Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, we can read that story. Now, David went to the battle because his dad said, go check on your brothers. You know, we can read a lot into that. Growing up with two older brothers, when my parents said, go see what your brothers are doing, I kind of figured Jesse was like, go make sure they're not getting in trouble. So David went to the front, and here was Goliath. Oh, goodness. Goliath, according, if we use the numbers written down, to the translations that I found, Goliath was 9 feet. Let's have a visual illustration. I like visual illustrations. Let's step over here, Ben, and turn around, face your dad, if that is your dad. Now, this is about the size difference right there. This is David. This is Goliath. Now, Ben, turn around for me. If you were told that you were going to go fight somebody or even in wrestle in school, or if you're on the football team, you're going to go block somebody, and you look and saw someone who was at least 3 foot taller than you are, how confident would you be that you would be successful in that endeavor? Not very much. Well, there was a lot of people on the Israeli side of the Israeli army who felt the same way. They looked at Goliath and we went, ha, 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 somebody else needs to go take care of this problem. David said, I'm willing to be available to let God work through me. David, now Goliath had the shield bearer, he had the helmet, and he had the armor, and had a spear strapped to his back, and a sword. And David didn't know how to use the sword and things like that. The king gave David a set of armor and a weapon, and David said, I can't use this. I'm better to do something that I know how to do. I know how to throw rocks. So David went off to find Goliath, and he stooped down and picked up some rocks. Scripture doesn't tell us how many rocks he got. I'm going to go with 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He put them in his little bag. He put some stones in his bag and went off to do battle for God. Now, Daniel, David, you're Ben, you're playing David. Okay, don't confuse me anymore. I would like you to reach in, because we don't know which stone he picked. I don't want you to look. I just want you to like reach in, like you're reaching in, just pulling out a stone. Just pull out the first stone you can. Very good. And the other helpers here, it's interesting to note that David's brothers were at the battle. These were the same people, the same brothers that Samuel looked at and said they could be king. And we wonder what God didn't see in them. He saw in David, the two other brothers weren't willing to go to war for God, weren't willing to let God work through them. That's what I think was going on. Where's my envelopes? There they are. So we have some colored envelopes. Who picked up the red rock? Okay. Helper in back. Please, thank you. Orange rock. All right, very good. Green. Now, you picked up the what? Did you trade? I thought I saw you picking up the purple rock. It's important that you pick up the rock that you picked up. So please change back. Edit. And we have the green envelope. Who picked up the blue one? And the purple one is down here. Which stone? Now, any of these stones might have been picked up. But which one was the most important rock? Let's try to find out. We also have some keys right here. And I just invite, starting with David, choose any key. Don't trade it. You want the purple and the red one, and there's even one left over. Put that one away. So let's find out. Before we find out which rock David picked up, let's find out, like, the red rock. Please open up the envelope and show everybody what the big word is. The skipping stone. Now, the skipping stone is a busy stone, right? It also represents reliability. When David was looking for something to help him do God's work, do God's mission. So he picked up a rock. He could have picked up, show the word, please. He could have picked up the reliability rock. Now, if you've ever tried skipping a stone across the water, you know you can't just use any stone. It's got to fit your finger. It's got to be thin on one edge. And it's just got to have that right aerodynamic quality to go skip, 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 skip. When you're choosing someone, when you're looking for someone to help you do God's work, if you're trying to fill a committee position, you know, a reliable person is a good thing to have, right? But that is not, David didn't choose reliability. Did you, David? Did you? Let's see if the key, well, no. Reliability is not the most important attribute. Let's try the blue one. Please show everybody the big word on that. The water rock. Now, the water rock is the rock of experience. Remember when Moses hit the rock and water gushed out so that everybody could have water to drink? That's when you're looking for someone to help you do God's work, you would like to find somebody with experience. It's important. But David, you didn't choose experience, did you? Let's see your key. Put your key in there. And I think it goes the other way. There you go. In there, see if it turns. No. All right. No, not the most important. Orange. Okay. So it's not experience. It's not reliability or experience. Marble. Oh, quality. Quality. The marble is excellence. When you want to make something that lasts, you use marble. When they made the statue of David and your countertops in your house, marble lasts. Excellent work. when you're looking for someone to help you do God's work, you would think you would be looking for an excellent person. David, did you choose excellence? No, you didn't choose excellence. Let's find out if the excellence, right? No, I think it goes the other way. There we go. Excellence is what we're looking for, I think. Nope. Okay. Not what we're looking for. Green. Any guesses on this one? Okay.
The money rock.
The money rock. This is kind of what we look for as well. When you're looking for a committee member or someone to help you, or money is good. We always want to find somebody who can donate to the cause. Nothing can't be done better if you just had more money, right? If you don't believe me, ask Congress. Okay, that's the reason I don't do political jokes. Okay, go ahead. And David didn't choose the money rock. He didn't. He I guess he thought money wasn't going to do any good.
Nope.
Money wasn't going to do any good. So we have reliability, experience, excellence, money. David didn't. The rock David chose wasn't any of those. Let's find out which one it was. Any rock will do. All of these are important attributes, good attributes to have. If you have experience, use that experience. If you are a reliable person, if you say you're going to do something and you do it, God can use that to further his goals. But when it comes down to the most important attribute, it's really just availability. David was available. The entire Israeli army chose not to be. God couldn't work through them. God couldn't use them to further his goals. David was available. Let's see if his key opens up and shows that availability is the most important. Thank you to my volunteers. Please hand me your envelopes and keys and whatnot. There we go. Thank you. Just one more thing to talk about. Thank you. Hi, little one. LJ, would you bring your friend up, please? I don't want her to be alone. Hi. Bring her right on up here. Come right on up here, please. And what is your friend's name?
Ansley.
Ansley? Hi. Do you like balloons?
Yes.
Would you help her to look over here at the two balloons I've got? And there's a red one and a green one. I would like to give one of those to you. Which color would you like? The green one. Okay. Now, before I give this to you, I'd like to explain something. Let's get down on you. Could you help me, please? And do you know how to hold something? Hold out your hands. Hold out your hands like that. LJ, you may have to help her. But I would like you to hold on to that string. It's a very important part of this string. So this string is our desire to be important in God's family. Now, we've already learned through Paul's writing that everybody is important. We've also learned that God values willingness and availability. But we kind of cloud the surface by using the word can't. I'd like to help out. Tell me if this sounds familiar coming out of your mouth. I'd like to help out, but I can't do that. David was told, you can't go face Goliath. His brothers told him that. The king told him that. You're just a young person. God uses young people. David was a young person. He was told, can't. Parents were told, they can't bring their children to come see, go see Jesus. You can't bring your kids to Jesus. He's too important for that. He's got things to do. Daniel was told, can't. You can't pray to God, or we'll throw you in the lion's den. Jesus was told, can't. You can't die on the cross. That wouldn't be good. All of these can'ts. But when you put these can'ts with willingness and availability, thank you for helping. Stay right there, okay? When you wrap up can'ts with willingness, David said, basically, if God is with me, who can stand against me? Jesus told the parents, don't stop bringing your kids to me. He told the disciples, don't tell them no. Daniel said, I'm going to keep doing it. God will protect me. He's stronger than any of your punishments. Jesus, when told can't, said, get thee behind me, Satan. Watch and learn. And when you add all of those can'ts up, it doesn't match up to the willing heart and the spirit of availability to let God work through you. If you have willingness and availability, God can do wondrous things. Thank you. You may keep this. LJ is going to help you down the stairs, okay? Thank you. Would like to thank you, Church of Little Sotuatara, for letting me come share with you and have a little fun. Thank you very much.
I'd like to invite you to rise and turn in your pamphlets to He is Exalted and join us in singing.
With the person sitting next to you as we pray together as a family of God, as believers together, as those that are seeking the Lord. We'll pray for the meal and then we'll have our benediction. Father, we thank you for the meal that has been provided by so many people before us, and we ask that it would nourish us, it would strengthen us, it would enable us to do your work. We know, Father, you do call us to be available, so we pray that you would help us to be available in this very hour. But help us, Father, as we go forth to fellowship, that we would have wonderful fellowship together and we would enjoy a meal together and we would be able to just celebrate who you are in our lives and share stories. And we just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
As Wes said this morning, may we indeed be available. May we refrain from using that word, I can't, because you have to believe in God's vocabulary. That word can't doesn't exist. For we know that God can do the impossible through the ordinary. So may we know that God can do great things through us when we say yes and we say we are available. Go forth and do God's work. Amen.